When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Big shout out to Austin. Austin, if you're here, thank you. You were the first person to complete the survey a couple days ago. And you know what? You now have, for free, before the giveaway, I'm giving you access to my paid level of subscription for the newsletter for the next 3 months. And you're still going to be on the list to get that $50 Amazon gift card for the giveaway. So for the rest of you, to get entered in the giveaway, you can go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. The drawing is on June 15th. Again, shout out to Austin. He was the first person to sign up, so I gave him an extra bonus of the free access to the paid level of subscription. The sooner you enter the giveaway, the better your chances to win. Now today, let's talk about why you probably shouldn't be day trading. Enjoy the episode. First, let me be clear. I'm not saying it's impossible to make money and be successful at day trading. As long as we, as a species, as a human species, pay other people for water in a bottle, then money can be made doing almost anything. There are plenty of individuals who make a lot of money with this trading technique. If you're not familiar with what day trading is, it's opening a trade with the intent of closing that very trade within a few minutes or a few hours. Day traders perform many trades within the trading hours and never hold a position overnight. In Forex, it's referred to as scalping. And in real estate, I guess it's kind of like wholesaling. But anyways, not to get you confused, all you need to know is that day traders enter and exit trades on the same day. Their goal is to grab small price changes on high leverage to produce a profit. Now, this leverage a lot of times is cash, right? Someone who has $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 at their disposal. However, some day traders and gurus minimize the dangers by using alternatives to using their cash, right? They trade on margin. With profit targets of 1-to-1 and 1.5-to-1, right? Again, this is average, right? This isn't everybody. The selling point is that it doesn't take a lot to earn a profit, right? In terms of moves, you don't need a large price movement to make a lot of money, right? A lot of day traders sell you on this, right? I make my money within the first 15 minutes of the trading day, and then I get to live a financially free life because I made all this money in the first 15 minutes, right? Or I know the exact timing of trading so that I can make X amount of money in an hour and I live, you know, financially free. That's the selling point, is that you can make money very quickly, right, and move along with your day. With a 1-to-1 ratio, or a 1.5 or even 2-to-1 ratio, you're risking 1% to make 1%, which means you're going to enter a trade based on a signal that you see and your stop loss, right, where you are going to exit the trade if you're losing, right, is around 1%, right? You don't want to lose a lot of money, right? So you set a 1% target. If the price moves against you 1%, you're out of the trade, you're wrong. If it moves up 1%, you take your profits and you get out, right? They're taking little bits of change off the top. However, what's not said by these gurus is that intraday price movement is far more volatile than trading on larger time frames, right? So if you have a stop loss of 1% and your stop loss gets hit and you're doing this multiple times a day, you're walking out of there, down 5, 6, 7% on just the day for your portfolio. Now, I mean, by saying it doesn't work, right, in the title, maybe that's a little strong, but the risk to reward is not appetizing. There's a reason rich and wealthy investors don't day trade. Let me repeat that. Rich and wealthy investors do not day trade. Besides the risk to reward ratio, which is not appetizing for those people trying to build wealth, day trading successfully requires that you spend a lot of time looking at charts, because timing is so crucial to profiting with such a tight ratio and risk. The use of technical tools is necessary to earn a profit and not lose money. That's a lot of effort. It's basically a job, right? And it's a lot of risk for a small reward, because again, you're scalping percentages off the top. Now, if you have the time, the proper technical setup and tools, and a healthy cash flow, right? Because you're going to need to keep pumping money in, because if you keep losing, you got to keep the account alive, right? So you need a healthy cash flow. Then the option is there. You can day trade if you want to. However, you know, those who got rich day trading are certainly an exception to the rule, right? The gurus who make those YouTube ads are an exception to the rule. But the exception to a rule is not a reason to try to be the next exception. That only reinforces the rule. If one person is rich off of day trading, right? They may not be running YouTube ads, first of all, if they're actually rich. But two, if one person is rich off day trading and, you know, thousands of people are rich off, you know, longer term trading and investing, doesn't it make more sense to go with the percentage that has a higher group of investors, right? You're not trying to break the rule and become the exception. You're simply following the laws of the numbers. So, I mean, if sitting and watching charts all day is something that you want to do, then you're just signing up for another job. It may be more interesting. It may be more fun, but that's not investing. Let me repeat that. Day trading is not investing. It's just another job. Nobody has created lasting wealth as a day trader. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about two alternatives to day trading that work well for both new and seasoned investors and will actually allow you to earn an income or build wealth, whichever one your goal is. But make sure you bring a friend. Have them listen to this episode and then bring them tomorrow so they have some context. Learning the trading style that best fits you is crucial to earning money in the markets, both, again, as an income or building wealth in the long term. By the way, did you enter the $50 Amazon giveaway? Do you not like free money? I don't know. I love giveaways. So go to marketadventures.co/giveaway now to enter. The lucky winner is going to get a $50 Amazon gift card and a free subscription, like Austin got, to my newsletter for an entire year this time. marketadventures.co/giveaway. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.